Tomorrow night, Ernest Borgnine will receive the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Screen Actors Guild. Mr. Borgnine played tough guys in many Hollywood classics, including From Here to Eternity and The Wild Bunch. Of course, he won an Oscar for playing nice in the 1955 film Marty. Certainly had a hit TV series, McHale's Navy, in the 1960s. Ernest Borgnine celebrated his 94th birthday last Monday, and he's still a working actor, Pat Dowell reports.
Tough guy Ernest Borgnine was set on his career path by his mom. He grew up in Connecticut, the son of Italian immigrants, and went into the Navy shortly after high school. When he got out at the end of World War II, he was looking for something to do, and his mother suggested acting.
Me, an actor? Are you kidding? But when she said it, it suddenly, I don't know, I looked up and I saw that golden light and I said, Mom, that's what I'm going to be.
He used his GI benefits to study acting and drew on his decade-long stint in the Navy for the first memorable movie role he played, a sadistic stockade sergeant in the Army drama From Here to Eternity.
I based Fatso Judson on a fellow that I knew in the Navy, a bosun mate that I liked him, but he was a hard character to get along with. He always had a cigar in his mouth. Now, if the cigar was down, kind of relaxing in his mouth, that was fine. But if that cigar stuck straight out, watch yourself.
Fatso Judson taunts and threatens a private, played by Frank Sinatra, after a barroom brawl.
Tough monkey. Guys like you end up in the stockade sooner or later. Someday you walk in, I'll be waiting. I'll show you a couple of things.
He does, and Borgnine was known thereafter as the guy who killed Frank Sinatra and helped Sinatra win his 1953 Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. 2 years later, it was Borgnine's turn. He won Best Actor for a role reversal in Marty, playing a good guy, the shy New Yorker who works in a butcher shop and knows too much about loneliness.
All my brothers-in-law, they're always telling me what a good-hearted guy I am. You don't get to be good-hearted by accident. You get kicked around long enough, you get to be a real professor of pain. I know exactly how you feel. And I also want you to know I'm having a very good time with you right now and really enjoying myself. But you see, you're not such a dog as you think you are.
I'm having a very good time, too.
So there you are. So I guess I'm not such a dog as I think I am.
Marty has to stick out. It's so indelible. But with a person like Ernest Borgnine, I find myself almost obliged to experience him as a body of work and a continuing one.
Sean Penn directed Borgnine in a segment that was part of a collection of short films called September 11, about how the terrorist attacks on that date affected people around the world. Penn and Borgnine became friends.
Contrary to the kind of generational mythology that actors of that earlier generation are not adept at improvisation and so on, he was not only adept at it, he was very spontaneous and very game. And so in many ways, he became a second writer on the piece.
Borgnine played a New York widower, immersed in his grief to the exclusion of all else, still talking to his absent wife, laying out her dress each day, even as the towers fall.
Something summery. Oh, yes, this is it. Oh, my goodness.
But Borgnine is best known for the smug ferocity of his great villains. The bully in the 1954 cult western, Johnny Guitar, who knifes his roommate in the back. And then complains.
Some people just won't listen.
And Shaq, the Depression-era railroad brute who delights in kicking hobos off his train in the 1973 drama Emperor of the North. But these characters are a mystery to the man who made them unforgettable.
I haven't the slightest idea where I got them. As a matter of fact, I used to go home to my wife and I'd say, honey, am I really that kind of a person? Am I really that bad to come up with a character like Shaq? I don't know, it just didn't register with me because I found myself doing things that I had never done in my life and wouldn't do them, you know?
But he's also played superheroes. Ernest Borgnine is the voice of Mermaid Man, who lives in retirement with sidekick Barnacle Boy in SpongeBob SquarePants.
I told you I'm not hungry, Mermaid Man.
Nonsense, Barnacle Boy!
We've got to keep up our strength for the fight against evil!
Borgnine has no favorite among his movies, he insists, although there is one that he admits is close to his heart, Sam Peckinpah's 1969 classic, The Wild Bunch.
I think The Wild Bunch was about the most fun for me, and the one that stands out and more in my mind than anything else. It was the last of the great westerns, I think.
Borgnine played an aging bandit alongside William Holden, trying to understand why an old comrade in arms has gotten out of prison by agreeing to lead a railroad posse against the bunch.
They got Freddy. Looks like he's hit pretty bad.
Damn that Deke Thornton to hell.
What would you do in his place? He gave his word.
Gave his word to a railroad.
It's his word! That ain't what counts! It's who you give it to!
Ernest Borgnine says he enjoys every acting job. Sean Penn says that's a key to Borgnine's personal and professional longevity.
He's that unusual creature we call a happy person, and I think that does a lot for the health.
But one thing that Borgnine doesn't enjoy is watching his finished work.
I just don't like my puss on the screen.
But he watches anyway.
I say, dummy, you could have done better. Listen, it's the only way you learn, you know.
And at 94, Ernest Borgnine is still reading scripts, still acting, and still learning. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.